Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. I'm going to be talking for a few minutes about the day two of the third week of the program that I am on. So let's go ahead and get started. So this workout started with some 160 pound muscle snatches, which were very difficult. I think my previous PR for this movement is 155 pounds for a single, which I did when I was first learning the movement. I won't be moving up in weight next week with this exercise. I may be at this weight for a bit before I can move above this because it's quite difficult. I attempted to do 3 sets of 2 reps with this exercise, but I was only able to manage to do 3 singles. I failed the second rep on each set, which I tried on each of the 3 sets, just could not get it up high enough. And it's right at that point where I'm plateauing. After muscle snatches, I had clean and jerk work. I continued moving up the weights from the previous week. I went from 215 to the weight this week of 220 pounds. Did a clean plus hang. Plus 3 power jerks for 3 sets. These were all very tough, more so for the cardio aspect of it, and just doing 3 cleans in a row. The jerks aren't really too bad to do multiples of, but doing 3 cleans of any sort in a row is very difficult, especially adding in that hang in there. These lifts, they're starting to get to the point where I don't want to push the weights up too much because it could negatively impact the heavy day the next day that I have. But since there's only 2 more weeks of this program, I'll probably just continue to push the weights up like I have, since my focus is on strength, and if I don't hit new PRs, it's annoying a lot of the time, since I have the technique to do it most of the time. But if I don't, then I don't. Doing hang cleans is very important for me because they allow me to feel out the correct position on the clean, and they also force me to catch the clean low, which is extremely beneficial for practicing what it will feel like to do a heavy clean. An actual full clean instead of just all powers, since I had the problem of doing powers with, and the same thing with snatches. Anything that makes me catch it in the bottom position is very beneficial. As soon as you get the heavy weights, you kind of have to do that. A potential change this week, if I were to start this program again, is to make the clean and jerks to be more focused on technique and less about putting more weight on each week. I'm trying to get better at the technique of the jerk in particular. So I think putting more of a focus on developing that quality would benefit me as well. It's not going to hurt me to try to do more weights either, since strength will be a benefit to me. It's also worth pointing out that the way that the program is originally written, that the cleans and the jerks are separate, so that could be a potential adjustment that I make to the program as well, is to separate those out again. So do the cleans like how I have been doing them, with the 2 cleans and the hang clean, and then just push up the weights as normal with that, since the technique on that isn't as limiting as it is on the jerk. And then do jerks with a lighter weight and focus more on the technique. Trying to catch the jerks lower and have my feet closer together. It's hard to do that with heavy weights since I have those habits built in and my body does not want to catch it in that lower position since it's not as strong. It will, I think, in the future be a more efficient position because I'll be able to catch it using more of my body and it'll just be a better position for my body to catch it in. Not all the way down to the Chinese style squat jerk, but just a little bit lower with my feet, just a little bit closer together. And that will take me making adjustments, getting stronger in my legs, and having my hands spread out a little bit more on the bar. That was something I was working on the other day, yesterday after the maxes, was just getting into that position and doing squat jerk balances. It's just, I mean, the best squat jerk that I've done is 155 pounds, and that's way below what my strength level should be on that movement. I don't ever expect it to be what my best jerk is, but I should be able to do more than that. And I think improving at that will allow me to improve at the jerk as it's, overall when I'm doing power jerks or whatever. So after doing the clean and jerk work at the end of the workout, I did some shoulder and triceps accessory work in the form of face pulls, one arm push downs, and one arm tricep extensions. So that's basically you have your elbow up kind of next to your ear and then you're just pushing your arm forward. I really like those for triceps. My bicep is starting to get a little achy, kind of that tendonitis thing I talked about before. Nothing that's really limiting me from anything. It's just making me be more conscientious of what I'm doing. So I didn't do dips this week. I also didn't do bench press yesterday because I wanted to do additional shoulder work. But I may be trying to bring them back next week. If not, I will continue to work those muscle groups in a different way. So if I don't do the dips, I'll just do the muscle work of some sort. And I think dips are a really great exercise, but if they're making you achy, then they lose their benefit from that. So we'll see if those my bicep feels a little bit better next week, or if it's something that I'll just have to take it easy on it and do other things with it. That will really wrap up this commentary for this video as well as for the podcast. Let me know what you think. I kind of wrote out a little script of what I wanted to talk about, and hopefully it made it a little bit more concise and organized throughout and not as rambly. So if you like this style of video, I should be able to do it on a consistent basis, because writing the script or the piece only took a couple minutes to do. So let me know what you think in the comments down below, and I hope you're all having a great day. Peace.